This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here, should you wish. You can call in toll-free to do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. There's some interesting stuff in the news tonight, including a massive civil disobedience event. Operation Haircut. Have you heard about this, Derek?
No,
Jack?
But it's a great name.
Yeah, I figured you'd like this one, given that you've got a bit of a civil disobedience history, and
I gave haircuts, too.
You know how to give haircuts. So, Michigan is actually where this happened. We'll talk about that on the way.
Another country.
Well, certainly a ways away from here, and Michigan, the folks there deserve a lot of credit for being pretty strong in pushing back against a lot of these governor's orders cracking down on people's freedoms. They've been outstanding there in Michigan. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. And as I said, it's Ian here tonight.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
So we'll start out on that, but also right now the Libertarian Party is in the midst of doing their national convention. They were going to have in Austin, Texas, but Austin canceled every convention. The city of Austin said to every convention that was going to happen, you can't happen in Austin.
Well, that's very progressive.
Right, real hip. So that's out. So what they had to do was, because there's certain ballot deadlines and such in various different states, They couldn't put it off. They had to have some sort of a semblance of a convention. And it is actually going on as we speak. They're doing an online convention. Of course, that's the new thing since the whole COVID situation, crackdown nonsense. People are not able to really have conventions. Most hotels are probably prohibited from even allowing them to happen. And so they've got basically 1,000 people on a Zoom call. And they're having their normal convention rigmarole, which is, for anyone who's ever, gosh,
that sounds even worse.
It's awful.
Than meeting in person, which is already really bad.
It's really bad.
The libertarians are so lame. Can I just say, the only candidate worth paying any attention to is Vermin Supreme.
Yeah. He's getting a lot of votes.
And he should. But I see the chatter, and I'm in these libertarian circles, and all these big L libertarians who are actually going to have a say, actually going to vote on this, they're all talking names I've never heard of before, and they're not Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly endorse Vermin Supreme and have endorsed Vermin Supreme.
First of all, no one else has any chance. You pick a name that that I've never heard of before, and I'm
right,
a libertarian.
And you're a libertarian. Well, Kokesh is in there.
What kind of game are you guys playing?
You know Adam Kokesh's name. He's in there.
Yes.
Yeah. He's not doing particularly well.
No, he's a big enough name, but that's not one that I've even seen circulated as a potential, like, that's not one that people really want to choose.
Well, plus, Vermin is the right man for the time, I think.
Absolutely. Always has been.
Well, but now he's actually embraced the Libertarian Party in a way that he hasn't before. Previously, he's really shown himself to be a fairly principled individual, from what I can tell. He's taking the campaign, you know, a little more seriously than you would expect from Vermin Supreme. So he's still got all the usual Vermin Supreme jokes and stick and the whole deal, but he's actually also talking about things like voluntarism and peace and love and things like that, which is, you know, it's awesome. He's got a great message. And you know, in this time where basically you have a president who is a troll, it takes Vermin Supreme to top that.
Yeah.
You know, as far as the troll factor.
See, he should have run as a Republican. I was saying this since before
against
he
Trump?
Declared. Yeah, absolutely. Vermin should be a Republican. He's not even good. He's not even fully embraced by the libertarians. What a slap in the face.
The libertarians won't fully embrace anybody. I mean, that's just their nature. They're divided.
Yeah,
they constantly argue and fight with one another.
This should tell him that was a mistake.
Well, but Vermin has run as a Republican for president in the past.
Yeah.
It's been a few election cycles since he has, because he did Democrat last time around, and I think Democrat the time before that.
What I'm saying is, if he's going to get rejected by the party he chooses anyway, why don't you choose one of the big ones?
Well, I think he had a chance, and it's not over yet. They're still tallying up the first first round of voting.
Prepare to be disappointed.
I think I've got the tally right here.
Well, I'm not expecting them to make the right choice. You got to remember, the Libertarian Party has made a piss-poor choice for the last three election seasons, nominating Republican, former Republicans, office holders, which
that doesn't seem to be the likelihood.
I don't think there are any of those running this time around, so that's good.
Vermin Supreme's in at number three at this time. This is the first round. It often goes much further, okay?
And can you give us a breakdown of the numbers, like how many votes he got?
Yeah, Vermin Supreme got 171.
Out, and then what was two and one?
Number two is Jacob Hornberger. One of the ones.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like the guy, and he's one of the ones that I'd like to see. And Joe Jorgensen, who is, Joe is short for like Josephine or something. Mm-hmm. It's a woman.
Yeah.
And she was the vice presidential nominee from the Libertarian Party in 1996. The first something.
She might have been the first woman.
No, there was Geraldine Ferrara.
First loser.
Okay. Well, anyway, maybe the first female third party or something. She's got one of those firsts. Anyway, let's go to Art. He's on the line. If there are updates on this throughout the evening, we'll certainly let you know. They are slow going, though. It's literally been hours for this first vote. They started the meeting this morning at like 11 a.m. Eastern time, and it is now 7 p.m. Eastern time. They've just gotten to tally up the first votes. So let's go to Art. He's on the line calling us from prison in Parnell Correctional Institution in Michigan. Go ahead, Art.
Yes, good evening. I just want to give you an update on the COVID-19 in prison. According to the Detroit Free Press, as of May the 9th, of this month, they said that the Michigan leads the United States in prisoner deaths. It's 50, according to their article. They actually showed all the different states. Ohio, per capita, per prison capita, we actually are second. Ohio's first. But as far as actual deaths at 50, Michigan MDOC is number one.
I'm kind of curious how this is going to go, right? So, whatever's happening is happening in the world of COVID, and politicians are doing whatever politicians are doing. But we can't forget that, I mean, pretty obviously, life will go on. And when life goes on, lawsuits are filed. Somebody in prison has plenty of time to file lawsuits, and there will be lawsuits. And one of the reasons that I think it's interesting is because the state or the government or whomever, at least in the United States and any English common law country and, you know, most industrialized nations around the world, they take a responsibility when they choose to lock somebody up.
Hmm.
Now, I'm curious what happens when, I don't know, a 70-year-old with a nonviolent crime dies of COVID in a Michigan prison. I believe Michigan's leading the nation on prisoner deaths.
That's what he
COVID.
Just said.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I'm thinking about things, looking stuff up, doing all this stuff. And I'm curious what's going to happen. Because, I mean, you know, if we were talking about a nonviolent
crime. What's going to happen?
I'm sorry?
What's going to happen, Art?
Well, you know, the courts are pretty hands-off, but, you know, with all the people that have died now, and as long as we can get the family members of the deceased prisoners on board, it will go to a jury trial. They will settle out of court. Last week, they settled out of court for $80 million for all the kids that got raped in here. So they're going to eventually settle out of court on this one. We're hoping to get injunctive relief. Like I said, there's an attorney from the U of M that's actually taken on another case, another lawsuit. So there's at least two lawsuits pending. The lawsuit I filed, the class action I filed, was with 50 other prisoners. I don't know how many the others they took. There's another firm that's actually talking about filing as well, because we have some pretty very, very strong arguments. And that, of course, that's available on pacer.gov. You can just look up Rouse versus the Michigan governor. Now, just a couple more updates. They tested every single prisoner in the state of Michigan, which is approximately 38,000, check it. And basically, they haven't given the results yet, but up to 2 or 3 weeks ago, they had 3,200 prisoners that were infected, of course, like 50 deaths or so. And then, of course, they did two tests on us within the last 2 weeks. We got tested for the antivirus first, and I think there was just like probably 90%. They haven't released it yet, but was so high they came back and tested everybody for the COVID-19.
Art,
well,
keep us in the loop as that develops, if you like. Appreciate hearing from you. Certainly, if you're in the hands of the state, you cannot expect good medical services. You can't expect them to care about your health. And so that's, of course, one of the worst places you could possibly be would be in state custody during a situation like that. There's more coming up here. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, I want to talk about what happened in Michigan. I think it was two or three days ago where multiple barbers gathered to give haircuts without permission in front of the Michigan State Capitol. And I thought that was a really cool protest. We'll talk about it coming up here in a moment. Of course, the government decided they were going to show up and issue tickets out for those heroic barbers who are willing to take that risk. Now they're going up against the state, and it looks like it's going to go to court. We'll tell you more about that with you in the studio tonight. You've got Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And want to make sure you know about ForkFest 2020. It is coming up.
Yeah.
And it is going to be here before you know it. I mean, we are, what, 5 weeks out or something like that right now? It's coming up fast. It's going to start now. It depends on who you ask.
If you ask me, it starts June 22nd. I'll be there celebrating ForkFest June 22nd.
See,
I'm
now
there.
That's an interesting thing, and I'm glad you're here to talk about it, Derek J, because you were, you and Steven, who unfortunately isn't with us tonight, but he's hard at work back at the Anything headquarters.
Yep.
You guys were there for the first year back when it was mostly called Somalia Fest, and then I think it was Daryl Perry who came up with the name Fork Fest, and some people call it different things. But anyway, the idea was it was this decentralized libertarian camping festival that sort of sprung out from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And in the past 3 years, this will be the fourth year for Fork Fest, Somalia Fest, whatever you want to call it. But in the past 3 years, Fork Fest has happened prior to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And then last year, some of us who'd been for all the years, it kind of came to a consensus that we were going to do it after the Porcupine Freedom Festival in 2020.
Yeah, but that was given that the Porkfest, the FSP, was claiming all of the campground. So it wasn't possible to have them coexist.
Correct.
Except for in previous years. In previous years, they did coexist.
Well, when Somalia Fest first started, it was sort of like a little camping zone in the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
But you still had to have a Porcupine Freedom Festival ticket in order to attend that particular event. And what's changed this year is that there are no more tickets required to just simply camp at Rogers Campground during the Porcupine Freedom Festival, mm-hmm. which means that for the first time, basically, ForkFest attendees can now attend ForkFest during the Porcupine Freedom Festival week.
Yeah.
Without, you know, I mean, you can still buy a ticket to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if you like. They're only $25 this year. But they've scaled down the Porcupine Freedom Festival to where it's only going to be like the pavilion and the field bowl area, from mm-hmm. what I'm told. So they are no longer going to have total, like, security lockdown on the rest of the park. So if you want to be there for ForkFest for 2 weeks, you can now, and that's what you're talking about.
Yes. There's no one in charge of ForkFest, right? So if you're there, it's happening. And I say, I'm there.
Two weeks.
It begins June 22nd when I arrive.
So we had
or sooner if someone else says that.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Begins.
So we've been promoting June 29th until July 5th, and that will be the time frame where there will be no Porcupine Freedom Festival at all anywhere on the premises.
Right.
But ForkFest can now be a 2-week-long event if you want it to be, and it sounds like you're leading the way with that, Derek J. So
I think
Talk Live is going to be broadcasting for the full 2 weeks.
Excellent.
As a result of that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll look forward to seeing you there, whether you're attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival or ForkFest. We look forward to seeing you as late as July 5th. Maybe people will stay later than that, but I think basically the idea is it will end. The final night will be the 4th of July, which
Woo-hoo!
Would be what little bit of independence we may have remaining. We will celebrate it there. And yes, you are welcome, by the way. If you're from out of state, the owner of the campground has assured me that if you are camping at his campground, you are a member of Rogers Campground, which means that you are allowed to be there even if you're from outside of New Hampshire, because there's all these pesky government orders that are threatening business owners. And luckily, there is a bit of a loophole that says if you're a member of a campground, then you're not restricted from being there. If you
That's
are
wonderful.
Not a member, they're not supposed to allow you in. But as long as you're staying, you're a member. So
wonderful.
You're good to go. If you were worried about it, go ahead and contact Rogers Campground this week. Get your reservations in for your spot at ForkFest 2020. You can go to forkfest.party and learn more about it. And again, it's June 29th until July 5th, or maybe it's June 22nd through July 5th. It is up to you how many of those days you want to call ForkFest, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. Dave is in New Hampshire, and you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I have an update on New Hampshire's Shelley, you know, what's that lady's name in Dallas who is doing barbering in the violation of the orders?
Oh, right. The Dallas salon owner, I think her salon's name was Salon a la Mode, and if I recall correctly, her name is Shelley Luther.
Okay, that sounds right. Mm-hmm. So New Hampshire's Shelley Luther is in action, and
really?
So she did a little bit of civil disobedience, but what she's done now is mostly going the legal route, and she's suing the governor. They have a lawsuit, I guess they're supposed to be heard on June 9th.
Yeah, I heard about that. She had filed a lawsuit basically saying that the governor's rules, they have this nonsense that they call Stay at Home 2.0 here in New Hampshire.
Do they really?
They do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can go to the governor's website. And
yeah, it's digital.
It's that stupid.
I just hate these busy
It's puns. So awful.
You know, at this point, I'm of the opinion, look, and I'm all for being the nicest guy you can most of the time, but I think at this point when you run into one of these busybodies, it's like, you're not social distancing, where's your mask, and all this other stuff, you've just got to shout them down and use a whole bunch of foul language, and then they'll probably...
Has this happened to you?
I have talked to people who said that it has happened to them. But no.
It hasn't happened to me.
No one ever's talked. You know, I don't know. I'm
excluding the times where I've been on the side of the road at an actual protest when you're more likely to be heckled, but just like going about normal life, going to, you know, grocery stores and restaurants and things like that, I have not yet been heckled or anything like that.
Oh, I haven't had any issues.
So,
Go ahead, Dave.
I got a chance to do a little bit of that today, and today was one of the first Saturdays that I can remember for a while that Reopen NH did not have a protest at the State House, or maybe they had them on Sundays or whatever. But anyway, they didn't. This is one of those Saturdays with no Reopen NH protest.
That's not true. There was one this afternoon on in front of the Nashua, I believe, City Hall, because apparently this week Nashua, in all their wisdom, their city government gang, decided to create a $1,000 fine for anyone who's not wearing a mask. So from what I understand, one of the guys actually who lives in this area, newer mover from Baltimore, he went down there and counted as many as 52 people at this protest. So it was well attended. It was very short notice. I think they threw it together within the last 24 hours.
Wow.
And so dozens of people without masks gathering in front of with various different signs and protesting this. And I did not hear anything about police presence or any arrests, so
good.
It sounds like the government goons stood down.
I just meant that it was the first one that didn't have a protest in front of the State House.
Oh, in front of the State House. Yeah. Yeah, but I know that the Reopen NH people were involved in promoting the thing that happened in Nashua. And Dave, if you want to hang on, we can continue this, because there are some interesting updates about various protests. We haven't even gotten into what's happened in Michigan with the mass haircutting protests that happened a few days ago. And tomorrow morning, Hope Chapel in Keene, New Hampshire, our very own Keene, New Hampshire, is going to be holding a public service in real life.
So WorkingOutCoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News. New York has reported their daily coronavirus deaths. It's now down to 84 after many weeks of being in the hundreds. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's a critical benchmark. WCBS reporter Christy Kalishin says many parts of the state are waiting for the all clear to start reopening.
How soon the Mid-Hudson region of New York will open depends on the number of trained contact tracers.
And I said, look, we have a choice. If we can get them trained over Memorial Day weekend, we can reopen on Tuesday.
All that's left is another 857 more contact tracers to be trained in the region. More than 2,200 have already been identified overall, with a majority already trained. For Long Island, contact tracers is slated to be online by this Wednesday.
We could open by Wednesday if the number of deaths continues to decline and we get that tracing up. So that is also very good news.
The state's beaches will remain open throughout Memorial Day weekend, with the governor saying that so far, beachgoers have been compliant.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord call-in line room, so feel free to join us there, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. It's our chat server. Folks have been in there throughout the day today, kind of commenting on the ongoing Libertarian Party convention that, of course, is a bit of a an S show to some extent. Watching these conventions is normally frustrating, and being at them must be absolutely very, very difficult, because it's just a group of ornery people who constantly fight with one another, and there's all this parliamentarian crap that goes on of Robert's Rules of Order and this
point
and that,
of personal privilege,
all that crap. Yeah, and now it's all online, so arguably it may even be worse because people get to, you know, hide behind their computers to some extent. But that's been going on. People have been chatting about that on our Discord server. There's different chat rooms there, and you can join and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners pretty much around the clock, and it's free over at Discord.lrn.fm. Plus, the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DiviProject.org. So we're going to talk about the protest that got multiple barbers ticketed by the police in Michigan for, well, giving haircuts in public without asking government permission first. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. But first, we go back to Dave in New Hampshire. We've been talking about some of the protests that have been going on here in New Hampshire. There were some pretty epic ones that happened over the last month or so in Concord. And you were just noting that this weekend, nothing happened in the state capitol. But that's because other things were going on.
No. I kept trying to tell you. I was at the state capitol today, and I did a one-man protest, and I talked the whole or most of the area around the state house.
Oh, wonderful.
With the reopennh.com and held a sign. And, you know, it wasn't super busy. There was an event today, but I just never gotten so many positive comments and so few negative ones. People would just stop. Oh, reopen. I love it. That's great. We got to do that. And I've just never
To get a self-selection effect where it's more likely you're going to get positive comments because the kinds of people who are going to give you negative comments are probably staying home.
Okay, that could be it.
Yeah.
I love how the mailmen's, their whole shtick is rain, sleet, or snow, nothing will keep us away from our appointed rounds. And the politicians are like, oh my God, there's a virus that kills old people? We're not coming in.
Are you talking about in New Hampshire where they
period.
Have the state house?
It's hard to get politicians in any state to go to work right now. It's like, whoa.
Well, there was in Michigan when the big protest happened with the people that were open carrying guns into the state capitol, two or three weeks ago or whatever it was, the first one happened. They were there. The state politicians were there, and some of them even wore body armor because they were so frightened by the presence of men and women with guns.
Maybe this will be the thing that finally pushes state legislatures and maybe even the United States legislature over into the 21st century, where they start, being able to attend these things virtually. I mean, really, what's the point in having a body in, some rolling out some octogenarian and sticking them in some seat in a house? Why not, let them vote from home? Why do I have to pay, as a taxpayer, pay money for the travel of the people coming from the northern tip of New Hampshire to come down and spend the night and, do all these things? They get their hotel rooms paid, they get their gas paid, they get all this stuff paid. What's the point?
Well, I got to say, I'm not a fan of this online meeting stuff for government bodies. I don't think that they should not have them available online. I think that, people should be able to watch these things, whether they are at home or whether they want to come in. And it's not that I think that these government goons actually listen to people when they come in there. I mean, we saw what happened with the Bearcat situation here in Keene years ago with this armored personnel carrier, and there were massive pushback by the people of this area, both Republican and Democrat and, no party affiliation folks. All kinds of people were pushing back against this. It was like, according to one city councilor, 90% of the contacts that they received told her to vote against this. And despite that, city council went ahead and voted for it. So, I mean, these people do whatever it is that they want to do.
Yeah.
But somehow, I just feel like, Mark, I feel like being able to physically be in the room is a good thing, and now that's not even a possibility. Now you can't go in there and watch them. Now you can't stand there with your own video camera and get your own recording of what actually went down. You can't choose. They may have their own camera, right? Like, 'cause they got their Zoom thing, they're sitting at home, so they've got a camera on them. But, it takes away a lot of the availability for at least the feeling of being able to have some sort of an effect on things, even though the reality is you probably don't.
Isn't that good?
Well,
don't, Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
The Icelandic government was successfully thrown out by the Icelandic people in roughly 2010, and the way they did it is they would go to government meetings or maybe government people's houses if they're meeting from their house, right? And just bang on a piece of a bang on a pot as loud as they could, and they were going to all these government meetings. But we could do that at politicians' houses.
True. This is true. And we have gone to politicians' houses here in Keene over the years. Actually, it was during the Bearcat thing that we did go person to person to each of the city councilors' houses.
That sounds like such barbaric behavior. I mean, that is bad behavior, going around and banging pots. Why do that?
Well, I mean, it's something. What else could you do?
I don't know.
Well, man,
I mean, you can't string them up from a tree.
That's really the point, and why I went to the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands is I don't think there is anything you can do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think these people in politics care, and I don't think enough people out there in the real world care enough to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, frankly, a handful of activists, 100 activists, 1,000 activists, isn't enough to get anything done. Watch them when they march on Washington, D.C. They have the Million Man March, whatever the heck those things are. Nothing happens.
Yeah,
nothing.
I'm a human being.
People in Iceland might be the most civilized country in the world with the most peaceful people in the world, and that's what they did. They got out there with the pots and pans, and they made a lot of noise, and it worked.
Thank you, Dave. That's Dave Ridley, by the way, from RidleyReport.com. Check out his videos there. He's doing some cool stuff, confronting some bureaucrats and politicians. It's always entertaining to see that
awesome.
Happen. But it's another thing that you can't do as well, like... You know, Dave, he likes to do these ambush interviews where he'll kind of just wait outside a government meeting with his video camera and then hit him with these hard questions. And usually they ignore him, but, you know, it looks bad when they do that. And now if they're all at home for their meetings, well, how do you do it?
A lot harder.
How do you ambush them? They're just sitting in their house. So
why don't just leave them alone and ignore them?
Well, I wish we could ignore them, but they won't ignore us. They will send men with guns to ruin your life.
Can't you just get away from them? There are no doors on Michigan keeping people in.
Yeah,
go
but then
away
where
from
are they
going
to go?
Somewhere better.
Well, I mean, New Hampshire's arguably better, but it's not great. And actually, Michigan's had the best pushback, I think, of all of the states as far as protests and that sort of thing are concerned. I mean, they're the ones who've gone to the state house armed up. Now, the state house in New Hampshire is closed, so there's nowhere to go, although we've had some pretty great protests, and people have been armed in New Hampshire, so I don't want to make it sound like we're that far behind. But they're doing in-person protests involving civil disobedience, people giving haircuts. Cuts openly at the state capitol. We can talk about that. The toll-free numbers, it's not perfect, though. We'll get into the details on it. 855-450-FREE. But it's something, and where else is this happening? If it's happening near you, we want to hear from you. What's going on? It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to FrontSight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at FrontSight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up anything you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Thanks, by the way, to Mike Sayers, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. That means that Mike is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live and help bring the ideas of freedom to more listeners across the United States and around the world. You can join the AMP program like Mike did over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there with PayPal. You can use a credit card or Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Coming up, we'll talk about Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Hooray!
It was yesterday, but this is the first time we get to talk about it, so we'll get on to that coming up here in a little bit. We also have this story about the barbers protesting in Michigan, getting multiple citations from the government gang there. We'll tell you about that. But first, Jerome is on the line in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Hello, Jerome.
Greetings and salutations.
I have been waiting for your call, Jerome, because I have a question.
Yes. Well, wait no longer. I'm here for you.
Excellent. I want to know what you think about Joe Biden saying, you ain't black if you're voting for Trump.
That's an asinine comment from
him. It certainly is.
Like, look,
there just happened to be some black people in the world that want to vote for Donald Trump. I don't know why. I don't know why black people want to vote for Biden either. Go ahead.
You kind of think there's any way to defend that?
No, I don't.
Hey, so,
but I knew that if there was somebody that would defend it, it would be you. So that's why I asked you.
There you go. Stereotyping people. There you go. Stereotyping folks. Hey, wrong.
Well, that's what I wanted to know, man. You know, you gave, like, you were the man that I thought of when I heard that statement, because I got several black
You're
people
right.
in my life that I could ask
You're
that question to. I didn't think
me.
About them. I thought about you.
Hey. You picking on me, but guess what? I got my big boy pants on.
Go ahead. That's your opportunity.
Yeah, but I just want to know. I can't defend something like that. That's indefensible. But you will tell me how they can, he can say, I like to grab women, and I'm not going to say it, so you don't have to don't get angry. And then people, women would still go out and vote for him. Women would campaign for him. Women would support him. Women would defend him. How? Because if Barack Obama had said that, it would be, as soon as those words left his mouth, Fox would be on 24/7 calling.
I can't even imagine.
Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, all of them, they'd be on, hey, we're going to bury him with this. But no!
That's so far from what Barack Obama would do that I can't even imagine him saying it. Like, I don't have I don't even have access to a world where he might say that. So, but what I can do have access to is a world where Joe Biden is accused of rape. Now, Donald Trump may have talked about sexual molestation, but Joe Biden's is, you know, actually accused of it.
Hey, but you know what? Maybe you ought to try something new like Jeanine Pirro did at Fox. Maybe you ought to do your show of Trump. Like she did that time. You didn't hear about that?
I don't know. We
don't even know who you're talking about.
We've had drunk co-hosts.
Yeah,
we've certainly had stoned ones.
But another thing I got to ask you about before you got sidetracked. This thing about Trump going around celebrating veterans, okay, honoring veterans. How did someone with five deferments come off as patriotic, man? You explain that to me. You think Barack Obama could say, hey, I got five deferments. I'm a true patriot. They would laugh him off the
board. Are you referring to the Vietnam War deferments? Did he get deferred from that? Is that what you're talking about?
As LeBron James once said, not one, not two, not three, not four, but five, okay? When I
is that what you're referring
I really
to? I just
want
to make sure that, that's what we're talking about. Is that?
Yeah. I was reading what he got five deferments, and his good old rich daddy Warbucks helped him do it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that rich political types don't have to go out and fight these dumb wars these politicians come up with. It's always, the little people out there. But even if somebody went out and did it, I don't think that makes them even more, I don't think it makes them qualified for anything. But I don't get any of it. To me, I just don't get any of it. What patriotism is cover for the behavior of liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. Because every time you wave that flag and you put your hand over your heart, you do all that stuff, you're not supporting the troops. You're not supporting the private out there peeling potatoes and walking around, doing circles in the sun for no reason and digging one hole to fill another. You're supporting the liars and thieves. That's what a politician is. That's what people define the colloquial definition of their names are, right? Liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. Patriotism is just support for them.
Well, is it that when Democrats lie, okay, they pay a price? When Republicans lie, they get elected. You can't explain that to me.
They all lie and they all get elected.
No. When Republicans lie, they get elected to, like, the highest office in the land.
I see. Okay. I hear that you're upset about Donald Trump being the president of the United States. I got it.
The impeached job Donald John Trump, who lied during his...
Well,
no,
here,
he didn't lie.
Why don't you go to the Democratic National Convention and recommend that Michelle Obama be Joe Biden's running mate? Because I think that's his only hope.
The virtual... by the way, by him saying that... He has really boxed himself into a corner now. He has to pick an African-American female to be his
I don't think he has
mate.
To. He
has
didn't say
to.
He didn't say a black woman. He said a woman.
He said he would.
No, he said a woman.
If he doesn't, he can kiss the blackboard goodbye. Okay.
Well, yeah. I think that, I don't know. So Kamala Harris is awful, right? Like, how many black people has Kamala Harris been responsible for locking up? I mean, she's lost whatever credibility
she's a former attorney general, so quite a few.
Yes, she's lost whatever credibility she's got.
Jerome, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Jonathan's in New Orleans. You're listening to the TuneIn app. That's where you're got, where you've got Free Talk Live on. Go ahead, Jonathan.
How you doing? Yes, I was calling because I wanted to basically say, you know, Donald Trump saved from bankruptcy in the early 90s from the Rothschilds. And basically, people don't have a choice. Like, all these presidents, I don't know how far it goes back, but basically they're not elected. They're selected. And that's why you see probably in the past 20, 30 years, a lot of our rights have been taken away a little bit at a time.
Hold on, John. I got a question for you, because I really felt like this whole conspiracy was put to rest with the election of Donald J. Trump. Are you telling me that the Schnurgenbergers really want to have Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton? I mean, for God's sakes, Bill Clinton was her husband. I mean, she was obviously the one that they expected to win.
Well, the game they play is divide and conquer. You know what I'm saying? So, like, they got a lot of people that they would piss off, especially the people, for Donald Trump becoming president. And then now, with everything that's happening now with this pandemic, you know, it's like the people really like, I agree with you. I agree with the guy that called for president. Like, if we don't start standing up now, like, the longer we wait, the more, basically, I see it's all in a bunch of FEMA camps, and they're going
to. I think it's too late to do anything about it, but too early to shoot the bastards.
Jonathan, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, Derek J., earlier you were, before we kind of, I don't know, we had to go to a break or something like that, but you were saying you thought people should just get out of Michigan or get out of these various places, but to where should they go?
Anywhere that's better for them. I mean, if they're in a place where things are not good, you know, we have some amount of freedom to move around
for
and
now.
Choose better places to be. And I think that, given the options that these people in Michigan have on the table for ways to increase their freedom, protesting is a pretty pathetic and useless one. And it's not going to
produce
the results that they want.
But
and they would have more, better results just picking up and moving somewhere where they have their freedoms respected.
Right. I'm dealing with a bank that's giving me terrible customer service.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I'm let into my account, I'm just going to empty it and leave.
Sure.
It's not as easy to sell your house and move to, you know, any variety of places. I certainly wouldn't pick up from Michigan and move to New Hampshire unless you just happen to love snow. But there's plenty of places that could make you happier. The weather will be better. You know, whatever it is you're looking for.
Well, you've basically given up on New Hampshire. That's why you're telling people not to move to New Hampshire.
I've given up on the political process by and large.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, the political process still wants to have your obedience, and they still want to have your money. So what are you going to do about that?
Leave whenever I feel like it.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, but not everybody can just leave. And wherever it is you go, there's a bunch of politicians there, too. Hour number two is coming up.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.